Welcome to the Self-Awareness and Self-Compassion Podcast, formerly known as the Full Spectrum Feeling Podcast. I'm your host, Blaise Schwaller, life coach, mom, and former tattoo artist. I help people heal their past, speak their truth, and love the lives that they're living now. Join me here every week for conversations on how to live an imperfect but fully engaged life that embraces all the feels so that you can stretch into your best life while enjoying the you that's here right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It has been a fantastic week. And what I want to talk about now is people's schedules and how busy everyone gets just in their lives in general, but in particular right now, this time of year. It is the time of year where suddenly everyone has like after school activities and doctor's appointments, and then all of a sudden there's yard work and just crap that needs to happen that wasn't happening lately. There's a desire, as the sun is out more, like there's more energy and there's more things that I want to do and there's more energy in my body. So I'm like, yeah, I probably should like take up a sport or just do something. I've got to get out there and move. There's desires to just like expand everything, like be better in business, be better in my marriage, like go out on dates, all of the things. And then you deal with everyone else doing the same exact thing. I want to talk about it because it's simultaneously really motivating and also super annoying. And I know that I'm not the only one who feels this. So there's the conflict that comes up when you're like, oh, I had all of these ambitions and dreams and things that I wanted to do. And then the people around me have all of their shit that they want to do, and it's just not lining up. And then there's frustration. That's what happens to me anyway, is like, oh, okay, like we have so much to do. And what it can look like is being all like, woohoo, let's go out. It's so nice. Let's go to the park. Let's have a fun date. Let's go out. And then what you get met with is like, oh, but we actually need to like rent a dumpster and we probably have to like weed the front. And it's only a good time for that right now because it's going to rain on these 5 days. And you're just faced with like the cold, harsh reality of reality. You're like, oh, there actually is a time for some things that has to happen. There's all the desires of what I wish was happening instead. There's like my hopes or ambitions for what I ideally wish would just, you know, spontaneously manifest. Like, let's go on a vacation and go on a cruise or something fun. And then there's, oh, but actually there's dropping off people in the morning at school and picking up prescriptions and making sure that paperwork is filed and it goes on and on and on. Whew, just talking about it, I need to take a breath. There's a lot. So I know that all of us are dealing with this just uptick in energy level and simultaneous like filling of our calendars, where maybe before it felt like things were a little more open or we were taking a little bit of a slowdown because it was kind of the off season. Now we're like hurtling towards the busy season where everything's opening up. We're hurtling towards just having to plan even for things that aren't going to happen for a few months because those schedules fill up now. And it feels sometimes like a big old hassle, and like it's an awful lot to do. It feels sometimes to me like no matter how many things I can accomplish in a day, it's like feeling always behind. Like, oh, I got like 15 things done, but there were 25 and now I've got 10 extra for tomorrow and I'm still going to get 15 or maybe even 20 done. But even that didn't matter because there was still like this backlog, and it feels like continually dredging and carrying a backlog of shit behind me, of, you know, expectations that weren't met, ideas that I had that aren't going to be fulfilled, and then all the emotional clutter and disappointment that maybe I didn't deal with well in real time that I'm actually carrying around with me. So if you experience this also, let's take this moment together to take a moment to feel into our hearts and into our bodies and say, dude, it is okay. All that frustration is real. Let's not carry it with us, though. Let's allow ourselves to say we're doing a really great job. We are getting everything done that we can do, and our needs are going to be met. I guess that's the important thing, is making that decision, deciding, choosing that we keep making decisions to the best of our ability. What isn't getting done, it's going to be okay. the things that are getting done. Congratulations, awesome, great. There can be disappointment about not having everything go perfectly because it never goes perfectly. There can be disappointment that other people didn't want to do the same thing as us, or maybe they weren't helping us out when we thought they were going to help us out or be on board. All of that stuff, we need to allow that a space to fall off of us rather than carrying it within us. So creating that space looks like, it's like I almost want to breathe in and give my lungs so much space to fill up that like whatever is on me like has to pop off and fall off of me. So I sometimes create these metaphors and images in my head of what it might be like if I could just be a cartoon and like expand myself so that all these little annoyances, like they're like little bugs and they could just pop off of me and then they have to go somewhere else and fly away. It's something that I find silly, and silliness and lightness often really works with stuff like this, is to find some silly way of exaggerating what's happening. Like maybe it's going into the tub or going swimming and like diving deep underwater and holding your breath and then like flailing about funny and just like imagining everything flying off of you. Whatever it is, give yourself a chance to do that and acknowledge that we all want a lot. We do. We all want a lot and we all have a lot to do. And that is okay. And it's reminding ourselves that we need to take the time and create the time. It's actually so important, particularly when we're busy, to create time for nothingness, to create time where we're meant to do nothing, where we're not meant to be engaging with everything, where we're not supposed to be producing something or accomplishing something crazy. It's about filling back up, getting the energy to keep going, appreciating ourselves for how much has already happened, and then actually taking enough time to decide if all of the things that we have going on we still even want. Have you done that lately? Sometimes when I do a check-in with myself about all the things that I want, I notice that I'm working really hard or putting energy towards stuff that I actually don't care that much about anymore. And it's important to check in and find out when that's happening, so that you just let some of that go and create space for the things that you really want now. Now, as human beings, like we're always expanding and changing and we want more and we want different and we crave novelty, and that's normal and it's good and it's wonderful. And because we are changing often really rapidly in who we are and what we create and what we allow, it's natural for some of the things that we wanted, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, that we made into our identity. We need to give it a chance to move on, to complete it, or say like, that's complete for me, even if I didn't hit like what I thought was my goal. It's not even what I want anymore. And this is more appropriate now. We don't get the chance to do that if we don't take the breaks, if we don't take the time and the space to just stop and consider it. It's why taking breaks is so important. It's why deliberately slowing down or taking moments in your day to just ask like, hey, what's looking good? What am I really excited about? What am I like manifesting into my life? What am I creating? Do I want more of that? Do I need to adjust anything? Is there something that I want even more that feels even better? And then, I don't know, in my life, I like to allow the universe to just show up and meet me halfway. I like to believe and live a life where it's not 100% up to me, because what I've witnessed in nature, what I've witnessed in other people's lives in the natural world, is that we are not solely responsible for our outcomes. It's a co-creation. Like reality comes in and it does its thing and it creates with you. And if we don't allow it the space to create with us, if we try to control the whole thing, it's extremely exhausting. It doesn't work anyway. And we don't actually get what we want. Like it's just so much harder. But in order to let the world deliver us like really nice things and experiences that we enjoy and want more of, it helps to be more clear about what we're willing to accept and what we'd like to have delivered. So it's like going on Amazon and just instead of going like, I want a TV, being really specific, like I want a Sony that's an LCD screen and it's this big and dimension and it definitely has the thing on the wall that connects. Like you would order something specific, and it's cool to get specific in your life about what you want. Now, I find as everything's exploding, everyone's calendar is getting full, it's helping me to get really specific about what is it actually that I want, and could I just ask for that instead of getting mad constantly that there's kind of something that I want, but I haven't really asked for it, or I'm trying to make space for it, but I haven't really scheduled it. That's a question that I do have control over. And it's something that you have control over too. So if we find that we're getting irritated and annoyed at everybody else and how they're just impinging on whatever it is that we think we want, it's a time to embrace that irritation and go, ah, okay, this is telling me something. It's telling me that I'm not getting something that I need. What is that thing? Often for me, it's a feeling that I'm going for. And if I ask myself, like, what is it that I'm missing? What is it that I'm actually annoyed about? The answer is often very simple. So sometimes it's like, oh, well, I just really wanted some downtime. Like, I didn't want to schedule all this time. Or, oh, I wish that we were spending time with these people doing this activity, but instead we're going with these people doing this other activity, and that's annoying to me. It helps me to get specific about what I want so that I can ask for it and actually schedule it and let people know why it's important. Now, I have found in the area of conflict and like family gatherings and figuring out how to coordinate groups of people, outcomes are always best when I'm able to be very clear about my very clear and simple need, like the desire and why I want it, and then when do I want it? And then people are able to meet me and be like, oh, I want that too. And like, they can opt in, right? They can be like, yeah, I want to create that with you. And that makes me feel amazing. So I remember talking earlier this year about this desire to create connection with other people and deciding, how do I want that to happen? And I decided I want these specific game days. I want this kind of game. I want this group of people. I want it to be on a weekend, and I would like there to be a babysitter. Voila. And it began to happen. So that kind of specificity allows people to know clearly what you want and be able to help you and understand if things get complicated, if they get distracted, if stuff doesn't happen, where your irritation and everything is coming from. It makes the conversations about it easier because you're very clear about what it is and why it is. And now we can look at solutions into how can I get that? Does it need to be this specific way? Is it actually just the group of people, or is it actually just the feeling that I want? Is it that I need to be moving more often? Like, whatever it is, we want to get specific about it. There is a lot of energy gained from harnessing conflict, harnessing irritation, and getting that message from your body about like, what is the movement? What is the thing that you want to say, the movement that you want to do, feeling that, hearing that from your body, and then following that guidance. When we do that, we're able to communicate better, I think. As long as we're not like, I'm taking all my hatred and I'm going to punch you in the face. I mean, sometimes maybe it's appropriate, but generally speaking, take that energy of like, I'm so mad, and hear its message. Like, why am I mad? Why do I want to punch someone in the face? Why am I so irritated here? Ah, this is the need that isn't being met. Now I can discuss it with myself. I can discuss it with someone else. And it has a chance to be met with compassion rather than defensiveness. It has a chance to be met with someone desiring to help you and please you rather than someone immediately putting up their walls and going, but I need this other thing. So there's the other side too, where we're able to now hear our family members, our friends, the people that we're irritated with in the first place because they have so much going on and it's different from what we have going on, and relate to them and have compassion for where they're at, and recognizing also that they're just as flustered as we are. That is what I look around and see right now. Like, everyone's just as flustered as everyone else. We're all a little bit tired. We're all trying to do way too much. And we feel like we should be doing more, partially because the contrast of like how much energy we have right now is so much higher than it was even a month ago or 2 months ago or back in January by like a million. We are ready to like launch into life right now. And we all just want it to be going a little bit easier than it is. So we're going to have to just be kind to each other. We're going to have to be kind with ourselves and appreciate that there's this uprising of energy and give it some channels in which to flow. Some of the ways you can give your energy more channels to flow through is to leave yourself options. One thing I'm a huge fan of is not overscheduling, and it's so tempting to overschedule right now. Everybody, like, we all want to say yes to everything. what if we all made a commitment this week that we have like two no's in our pocket? Like just it's imagine that you have them in a little envelope. They're in your back pocket and you have to use them this week. You'll get more next week. You get two every week, but you have at least two and you need to use them this week. That is the goal. So someone's going to invite you to do something, an option comes up. And in order to say yes to all of the things that you want to do, you have to use your no's. You have to say no to something that someone else wants to do that's really exciting for them, but isn't helping you fulfill your needs. And you get to do that. It's perfectly good. And other people get to do that too. So when they say no to you, it's not a personal offense. They're not wanting to support you. It might just be like, hey, this isn't a match for where I'm going and the momentum that I'm building in my life. Could we do something else together? That's okay. Maybe you say yes to one of those things. But when you recognize that you're allowed to have no's in your back pocket and everybody gets to have some no's and we have to use them, we have to say no in order to have a better, less bumpy experience in life, it makes life easier. You feel a little bit better. Like it's actually almost really fun. You get to relish the moment that you whip out a no and you're like, no, I'm not going to do that. But we don't have to say it in a mean way. We say, actually, that's not for me this week, or I can't do that this week. I think I want to talk another time about our ability to say no and what we make it mean and how we can do it in a way that we feel both respected in our boundary and that we're respecting other people. So I'm going to remind myself of that. Next week, we'll talk about no's. But for this week, notice where your energy is flowing. Notice where you want to build some momentum. Notice where you already have some and see if any of the many things that you're doing and that are cluttering up your calendar, if they overlap, if they can amplify each other, or if they're actually at cross purposes to each other. That's another really great thing to analyze right now, or just take a moment to consider is, are the things that I'm putting energy toward in direct conflict with each other? Like if I do one, is it undermining this other thing? Or if I do them, are they actually building each other up and making it better? If you can find ways that your actions are amplifying your other actions, this is a great time to build up that momentum, create more inertia towards all of the goals that you have, rather than have goals that are at cross purposes to each other. It's a good time to notice when perhaps your friends or your family have goals that are in conflict with yours or that aren't contributing to the success of your goal and go, okay, great. I'm really happy you have that goal. I'm not going to be the one to help you with that. And you shouldn't probably be the one to help me with mine. We can actually support each other in a different way, talking about what's going on or talking about what's happening, but maybe not helping each other actively do these things. It's just some thoughts to consider this time of year. Where are people at? Where are their energy? Who are the people that are actually really vibing well with you, doing the same kinds of things in the world, having the same ambition, having the same goal? How can you guys all like get together and support each other and keep that momentum going? That's fabulous. Definitely do that if you have people in your life that are doing things that you want to do, being things that you want to be. Surround yourself with that vibe and that energy. And allow yourself to let all those little annoyances, all the things that you're collecting, allow yourself to just like shrug them off your shoulders now. Just take them off with your outfit at the end of the day. Oh, take a shower, wipe it off. It's all good. And know that it's just a normal part of life. Just like, you know, we walk around and there's dust in the air, dust accumulates. We've got to kind of move it. And that's okay. You didn't do anything to deserve it. It's not your fault. Conflict happens. And you're handling it, and you're good. My friends, I wish you a really productive and fabulous spring. I feel like this time of year has so much possibility and hope and just increased potential for all of us. And I'm wishing for you to tap into that, use that energy, be kind to yourself as you're doing it. And if you have inspiration, ideas, things that you want to talk about, hit me up. Hop over to coachwithblaze.com, send me an email, send me a text. I can't wait to hear from you. Have a fabulous week, and I will see you next time. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with someone you love, and leave us a review.
You can learn more and get some self-compassion tips and tricks by visiting coachwithblaze.com, where you can sign up to get my free booklet on overcoming anxiety, overwhelm, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm sending you so much appreciation and love, and I'll see you next time.